The future of reporting now.
This is Concordia News Radio.
Good morning. It's currently 25 degrees and sunny at the Loyola campus of Concordia University. I'm Erin Sees. Here are today's headlines. Premier Legault is caught in the crosshairs. Why can't the province fix the housing crisis? And has our recent good weather been bad news? Premier Legault faced some criticism today after making comments about reopening the Third Link project. Columnists were taking pot shots at the premier, and the opposition also weighed in. Angie Isnell joins us with more on the story. So, Angie, it started in the newspapers this morning.
Yes, actually, a columnist from Journal de Montréal accused him to fart the idea and to play with Québécois with this back-and-forth position to adapt in any situation. We even have this morning the Parti Québécois that made fun of him, saying that it doesn't matter what he says because no one listens to him anymore. So he's actually losing some credibility at the moment.
Well, what exactly did the premier say to cause all this?
So after losing the John Talon B election, the premier did bring back this Third Link tunnel project that he completely put away months ago. And so now he's afraid to lose some votes and he's trying to get back the city's Québécois voting for him.
And will this affect the premier in the long run?
Well, actually, I did talk to Robert Frank, who is a political analyst, and he's explaining that Legault is still pretty high in the polls, even more in the countryside. So it doesn't really risk anything, I will say.
You're dealing with a government that has such strong support outside of the cities that it can be elected without the large city vote in Quebec.
Thanks, Angie. A recent government report raised concerns about the nurses' exam results from the last 2 years, citing poorly corrected exams and arbitrary increases to the passing grade. In some cases, candidates were led to believe that they had failed the exam when they had in fact passed. The FIQ Healthcare Workers Union says that these issues have negatively impacted qualified nursing candidates. They're calling on the government to intervene on this issue that's been ongoing for over a year. Minister of Education Bernard Drinville announced yesterday that schools will have to enforce a cell phone ban in classrooms by the end of 2023. According to Drinville, it will be up to the school councils to set up the specific guidelines for the new measures. Now, what do these new directives mean for Montreal schools? Eve Côté joins us live from St. Luc High School here in NDG. Eve, what's the situation over there?
Well, Erin, from my view out here near the schoolyard, I see a lot of kids on their phones. It's kind of hard to imagine how teachers will manage the cell phone use in and out of classrooms. I spoke with Joe Ortona, the president of the English Montreal School Board, and I asked him if he thought that this new measure was realistic given the time frame.
So in some cases, this was already banned, so there isn't really that much of an adjustment for us to do.
And what does the opposition have to say about it?
Well, the Parti Québécois is happy to take pot shots at the decision. Deputy Pascal Bérubé said this morning.
It's going to be over for good, the use of cell phone in class. And this is a good thing. And we're very happy that we were the first to bring this proposition on the table last spring.
You've talked to some kids outside of the St. Luc High School, Ev. What's the general feeling you get from them?
Well, the kids I talked to didn't really seem bothered by the measures to come. Their main concern, I would say, is mostly to be able to have access to their phones in case of an emergency or for health purposes, which is something that the government will allow in special cases.
Thanks, Ev. Four teenagers were arrested for a violent attack on a 16-year-old in Montreal's South Shore. Graphic video posted online shows repeated punches to the victim's head. The incident happened near a secondary school, and the victim sustained non-life-threatening injuries. Education Minister Bernard Drinville said, "My heart goes out to the student that was subjected to this violence. Violence, in all of its forms, has no place in our schools."
The alleged perpetrators could face multiple charges of assault and kidnapping. Prevention teams have been sent to the school to support the victim and students. Indigenous activists say the government is not doing enough to reduce violence against Indigenous women. That was the message last night at a vigil for missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls. Our reporter, Leora Schertzer, was there. Here's Leora with the story.
Indigenous women are 12 times more likely to be murdered or go missing than any other demographic in Canada, according to a national inquiry. Laura Aguiar, a project coordinator at the Native Women's Shelter in Montreal, who was at the vigil last night, said the crisis can be resolved with more government effort.
We can have an end to this crisis, right? It is totally possible to see an end to missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls, right? Like, the 231 calls to justice are not, like, these unrealistic things. They are all entirely feasible to implement. We just need, like, the right drive and will to put these into practice. So.
Sarah Carrier, an Indigenous woman, foster care support worker, and intervention outreach worker working with the homeless, said the search for missing Indigenous women is only a small part of a larger issue.
How many souls are there, or not souls, but how many bodies are there that have gone undiscovered, not searched for, not taken seriously because there was just another Indigenous woman? That's a problem. So, you know, searching the landfills, and I invite all landfills or all municipalities and governments to search all the landfills. And it's only one small part of it.
Another vigil will be held on February 14th. I'm Leora Schertzer from Concordia News, Montreal.
Valerie Plante's comments on Wednesday about an upcoming tax increase are worrying Montrealers. The next budget update is set for November 7th, and opposition parties are concerned that the government will not have enough money to fix the crisis. Miguel Folquintes has the story.
Even homeowners across the province are being hit as mortgage payments go up following rising interest rates. Urban planning expert Ted Rutland says the housing crisis has already passed the point of no return.
The damage that's being done right now is going to be incredibly difficult to repair. I'm not sure that anyone's going to come in and repair it.
At a press conference at the National Assembly this morning, the PQ predicted the government would struggle to mobilize funds to build affordable housing.
So now the government doesn't have much margin of maneuver, and the pressure is on their shoulder.
Ted Rutland says the root of the problem is ideological rather than economic.
So they've committed to a right-wing agenda that will serve business interests, and it'll serve the interest of people who are doing well in the current economy.
The median price of a single-family home has gone up 3% from last year.
A government report is saying that 71% of women in Canada are experiencing mental health impacts due to financial issues caused by inflation. According to one study, women are twice as likely as men to cite financial barriers as a reason for not accessing mental health care. Women have higher levels of anxiety, depression, and 42% of women said that they had financial barriers to access healthcare. The CEO of Mental Health Research Canada emphasized the significance in shedding light onto this reality and hopes that these insights will help alleviate the burden on women's health. September was the hottest month on record, according to Environment Canada. Heat waves across southern Quebec were recurrent and worrying Montrealers. People are calling for government actions. Justine Le Gaillac has been poring over the question. She joins us live. So Justine, what's the current situation?
According to Environment Canada, Quebec will continue to experience extreme weather events. Alex Pace is a member from the Climate Emergency Committee. He says the last few months have been the hottest on record.
We're expected to see more floods, more heat waves. There's also the urban heat island effect. So on top of temperatures being higher and more flooding, the land in Montreal is hotter in general.
Justine, what are the reactions from the political parties in Quebec?
Guillaume Pelletier from opposition group Ensemble Montreal says climate change
has big impacts on municipal infrastructures. The opposition group is urging the mayor for concrete actions to adapt to the weather hazards.
We're asking the city of Montreal to adapt their public infrastructure to be adequate.
What are the governmental actions implemented?
With climate change speeding, the impacts are set to increase, urging Montrealers to turn to their districts. The city's opposition is asking for Valerie Plante to establish an emergency fund. It would help borough councils by providing them means to meet their needs of infrastructure and adaptation to climate change effects. The motion will be tabled on October 16th.
The new Exorcist film, The Believer, is back in theaters tonight to haunt us again. Drake's long-awaited LP is being released tonight. And Disney on Ice is bringing magic to the Bell Center this evening. Julia Israel has all our arts and entertainment news.
That was the promo for new Disney on Ice Find Your Hero Tour. Grab your tickets and prepare to be amazed, because tonight Disney is kicking off its four-day stand at the Bell Center in Montreal. Watch our beloved Disney heroes come to life on the ice, featuring Val d'Or's own figure skater Camille Caron for her first professional tour. There will be performances every night until October 9th.
Daddy's name is next to the goat. Does that mean that Daddy's the goat?
So it's Daddy Goat.
Daddy Goat. That makes perfect sense to me.
The money's speaking for itself. I call it fortune tale. Fire top from a bitch that worked at corporate.
That was Drake's new single, 8 a.m. in Charlotte, that dropped this morning. It appeared on his new album, For All the Dogs, out at midnight tonight. Despite the delay, Drake's promised his fans to release the album before the end of his 2023 tour, and Toronto will reap the benefits at two back-to-back shows this weekend. And the world's largest Indigenous arts fest, Imaginative Film and Media Arts Festival, is gearing up for its 24th year in Toronto, from October 17th to the 22nd. If you won't be in the 6th that week, tune in to their online programming from October 23rd to the 29th.
Catherine! The body and the bed!
Have you ever seen anything like this?
Me? No, but there are people.
That was
out
a clip
there.
From the trailer of the new Exorcist, The Believer. It premieres tonight in Montreal and in 3,600 theaters in the U.S. and Canada this weekend, expecting to pull upwards of $30 million in revenue. Now, if five films in the franchise aren't enough, the new Believer movie is actually the start of a new trilogy, the next one aimed for release in 2025. Check it out and get spooked. And in Hollywood, three head writers of The Drew Barrymore Show will not be returning to work, despite the writer's strike lifted since last week. Though host Drew Barrymore received criticism for announcing the show to resume back in September, before the strike had lifted, the reasons for them not returning is still unknown.
A Chinook helicopter set off a mad frenzy of, well, lovemaking. Reports from Queensland, Australia are saying that the sonic waves caused by the helicopter flying overhead excited the crocs into a frenzy. According to a crocodile farmer, all the big males got up and roared and bellowed at the sky, and then after the helicopters left, they mated like mad. Experts think that the crocodiles associated the sounds to rain and the wet season, which is a prime mating time for these ancient creatures. It was a win-win situation for both the crocs and the farmers' production. We're expecting to hit another record high today, but then things are going to get a little cooler and soggier in the weather. We're looking at a high of 24 tomorrow with mostly sunny skies. We've got rain and thunderstorms on Saturday with a high of 18 degrees. And the forecast calls for a high of only 11 degrees on Sunday with showers. Those cooler temperatures and showers stay with us right through the middle of next week. Here's your news to 11:30, and thanks for listening. For Concordia News, I'm Erin Sees.